I welcome everyone to today's fellowship. I pray and hope that we will not leave here the same way we came, in the name of Jesus. Yes. The title of our message today is The Way to Go is New Beginning. The Way to Go is New Beginning. This topic of our discussion is an area a lot of people are afraid to venture into. Before I start, I want to pray in the name of Jesus, because my prayer is going to anyone that feels empty at the moment or have the desire to seek for a deeper purpose and achievement in their life. My prayer also goes to those who are experiencing significant life changes, like those who have lost their job, confused, those who have lost a contract, don't know where else to go or how to begin, or those who are experiencing financial hardship. I also pray for those who are going through trauma or experiencing any kind of mental health crisis. The Lord will rescue everyone that I've mentioned their situation and restore them all completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have a sense of restlessness, confused, and you don't know how to move forward, today's message is for you. Why new beginning? Because new beginnings offer us the opportunity to let go of our past mistakes and failures. New beginnings help us to put our negative experiences and disappointments behind us. New beginnings help us to build confidence and courage to move forward. New beginnings help us to explore our why is this happening to me and turn it to focus more on what matters to you most. New beginnings, you see, they offer us a fresh start that transforms our mindset of negativity or any kind of limitation into one of gratitude, productivity, achievement, and of a purpose. New beginning offer us renewed hope and the opportunity to set new goals and live a more fulfilling life. The way to go is new beginnings is suggesting to us the best way forward in every situation in life, which involves embracing fresh starts and letting go of the past to be able to create new opportunities and growth. And possible, grow big. Sometimes to help you achieve new beginnings, you have to confront your fears. You have to make peace with the past and declutter your environment to make space for positive new changes. If you are serious about new beginnings in your life, it can lead you to reinvent yourself and have a successful, brighter future. Acknowledge what you have, my dear brothers and sisters. No matter how small it is, it will attract more positivity and open doors to new opportunities for you. Just make the move. New beginnings are part of a transition process that involves leaving the old situation and experiencing the confused in between, then launching into a new one. This experience can bring a new sense of energy and directions as we try on a new identity with a new purpose. Remember one thing, my dear fellow listeners. No matter your age, as long as you are still breathing, it is never too late to start a new beginning. Never too late to start a new beginning. Remember Moses. He was chosen by God to lead the Israelites out of Egypt and deliver them from slavery at the age of 80. And I know you are not 80 yet. God called Abraham at the age of 75 to leave his homeland to become a father to a great nation. He fulfilled his assignment despite his advancement in age. So you can do it too. God is the God of new beginnings. As long as you are still breathing, there's an opportunity for you to start all over again. God provides us every day fresh starts daily through his mercies, as mentioned in the book of Lamentations chapter 3 verses 22 to 23. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 to 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Even in the midst of your troubles, right in the middle of your suffering, or in the middle of your weakness, sickness, or disappointment, God's steadfast love and fresh mercies are continually renewed each morning for you. God's love is a constant force that offers us a new beginning daily, reminding us that His compassion towards us will never run out. That means each day brings a fresh supply of God's mercy and grace, which is a daily reminder of His presence and support for me and you. Even when the world feels dark and all your circumstances look bleak, no hope, God is unchanging. He shows His mercy and compassion newly every day and every morning. His mercy and compassion are new every day and every morning. This is God's message to us. What I'm about to read for you is God's message to us through Prophet Isaiah, that we should forget the former things and look forward to the new things He is doing. Don't let the old things blind your eyes. Don't let them hold you back, make you stagnant, unable to move forward. No. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 17 says, "For behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Brethren, to forget the former things is not about getting the former things. It is not about forgetting the former things. Neither is it about erasing all your past memories. No, it is about removing the pain, the anxiety, the suffering, and the sin of the past, so that none of them can dominate you any longer or disturb the joy of God's new creation in you. Yes, because God has promised us complete restoration and eternal joy for His people. The elimination of your past suffering will actually enhance the joy of the new creation, allowing you to experience a deeper appreciation of God's grace. This is a complete transformation and restoration of all things that ushers us into a new beginning. When you are following the way to a new beginning, you must believe that God's plans for you are to give you hope and a future full of peace and prosperity. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." This is God's plan for me and for you. God has good intentions for our future, and He encourages us to trust in His guidance for a brighter tomorrow. Even in your struggles, even in your pain and in your suffering, God is still working to bring about His good plans for your future. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Encourage yourself no matter where you are today. You have to believe that God's faithfulness and grace are renewed in every situation you are experiencing, as they provide you the strength to move forward in a new way He has chosen for you. There's a popular saying that says, "What is not started today is never finished tomorrow. What you do not start today, you cannot finish tomorrow." Take action and avoid procrastination. Initiate a task rather than delay it. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 11 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 11 says, "Now therefore, perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have." Let me read. It might be a little confusing for some people, the King James Version. So let me read the NIV version for you. The NIV version says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 11, it says, "Now finish the work, so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means." This verse encourages us believers to complete the good works we have started, because a willingness to give is not sufficient without actual action taken. We need to finish our work by following through on our commitments. Everybody knows that Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Take the first step in faith. Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. One at a time, you will climb up, you will get up there." Cultivate a mindset where each day is a new start for you, and focus on positive thoughts and expectation for the future. This earth we live in provides us a brand new beginning every 24 hours. It is a repeated invitation to breathe in the cool air morning. Yes, to breathe in the cool morning air and start afresh. Each new day presents a chance for us to start all over. Whether it's finishing a project, mending a relationship, pursuing our personal goals, or working to achieve our dreams, or even pursuing ways to obtain optimum health. Remember that God is doing a new thing, and it will spring forth at any time. Be ready. Even if you do not see the light at the end of the tunnel, consider it an opportunity to create an opening for yourself. Take a proactive step to forge ahead and start afresh, rather than passively waiting for a breakthrough to appear. Your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Your life gets better by change, not by chance. Brethren, we have it in our power to start all over again. Never give up. Whether you are starting over after a setback or a loss, or you are beginning a new chapter in your career, or you are going through a bitter divorce, or you are stepping into a fresh stage in your life, encourage yourself to let go of the past, trust in God, and follow the process of new beginning and growth. Believe me, you will succeed in everything you do. Believe in yourself and trust in your God, that you can do better and exceedingly greatly. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible guarantees us that none of our expectation will be cut off, according to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18 says, "For surely there is an end, and the expectation shall not be cut off." This is God's promises for us, and our hopes as believers in Him will ultimately be realized and will not be thwarted. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I want to appeal to you to stop this habit of fear. A lot of times when we go through certain things, we allow fear to come in first. Stop this habit of fear of what will go wrong, or fear of procrastinating and imagining what can happen. What if this happened? What if that happened? Oh no. Turn it to, "This is what I want to achieve. This is what I want to prosper me. This is what I need. This is what I will get. And this is what the Bible says. And it is mine. Believe it. It will be yours." Engage in positive thoughts and ideas, and everything will go right for you in the name of Jesus. Remember, your future depends on what you do. But I will tell you this. A year from now, you will wish you had started. But today, it is never too late to start a new beginning. Do not wait until things are perfectly in order. No, start now and make every day perfect in good order. Remember, every day you wake up gives you an opportunity to start again. Don't lose it. Don't lose that opportunity. Grab it. And I want to tell you, do not despise your small beginnings. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10 says, "Even if your neighbor is soaring and prospering, it's not your portion. It is not his own portion. It's not yours. Yours is yours. Don't despise your small beginnings, because you do not know what tomorrow will bring. All you need to do," it's a popular saying where I come from, "is a seed you plant on the ground, and that seed will feed plenty." Zechariah 4:10 says, "For who hath despised the day of small beginnings? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth." Through the whole earth. This is a prophetic encouragement telling us not to despise small beginnings, because God does not look down on the initial humble small steps of any project or anything we decide to begin. Instead, the Lord is delighted to see His people engaged in His work. Even if they are starting small, He watches over our small beginnings. Sometimes a new beginning can make you feel let down. Yes, especially if you were expected to start with fireworks. Even so, God is rejoicing over a new beginning, and He wants you to do so too. Thank God for the new thing He's doing, no matter how small it seems, and start the work. Whatever that work, whatever that looks like for you, just begin it. Just start. Just go ahead. Forge ahead. Take that bold step and move forward. Pray the will of God for your new beginning, according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of Him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. As we start our new beginnings, as believers, we can approach God with confidence, knowing that He hears our prayers. When our requests are aligned with His will, we will receive whatever we ask for. And in the book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." This sounds like a command for us to call unto God, and a direct invitation to communicate with God through prayer, as He promises to answer our prayers and reveal to us great and unsearchable things that surpasses human understanding. God is willing to reveal things to us that surpasses human wisdom and comprehension. We need God's wisdom to understand His will and be able to follow through our new beginnings in life successfully. There are many people that have experienced new beginning after significant life events in the Bible. For example, we know about Jacob, we know about Moses, we know about David, we know about Peter, we know about Mary Magdalene, we know about Saul, who became Paul, and so on and so forth. But I will mention a few today. First, we know that the Israelites had a major new beginning with their liberation from Egypt as slaves during their Exodus. We all know that. They left Egypt as slaves and became free people when they left there and started afresh with God. Let's look briefly at Jacob, who fled his family after a deception and was given a new name and identity by God Himself, marking the start of a new era in his life. Genesis chapter 32 verse 28. Genesis chapter 32 verse 28 said, "And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Amen. Now, after Joseph was sold into slavery, Joseph now found himself interpreting Pharaoh's dream that rose him to a position of power, allowing him to save Egypt and his own family during a famine. I will expatiate a little bit about this story. So let's our first reader, Genesis chapter 41, verse 14 to 16. Genesis chapter 41, verse 14 to 16.
Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment, and he came up to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it." And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, "It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace, as the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God. So Pharaoh narrated his dream to Joseph, and indeed God gave Pharaoh an answer through Joseph when he said in the book of Genesis chapter 41 verse 25 to 30. Genesis chapter 41 verse 25 to 30.
And Joseph said to Pharaoh, "The two dreams are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he's about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good ears of grain are 7 years. The two dreams are one in their meaning. And the seven thin and ill-favored cows that come after them are 7 years, and also the seven empty ears of grain, blighted and shriveled by the east wind. They are 7 years of hunger and famine. This is the message just as I have told Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he's about to do. Take note, 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt are coming. Then there will come 7 years of hunger and famine, and there will be so much want that all the great abundance of the previous years will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and hunger, destitution, starvation will exhaust and soon finish the land. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Joseph's interpretation of Pharaoh's dream pleased Pharaoh that he made him ruler over Egypt. Listen carefully to Genesis chapter 41, verse 37 to 44. Genesis chapter 41, verse 37 to 44.
This proposal pleased Pharaoh and all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find a man like this in him? Is the Spirit of God?" And Pharaoh said, "Since God has shown you all this, there is nothing so discerning as you shall be my house, and all my people have ordered themselves as bond. Only as the threat will I be from you." And Pharaoh said, "See, I have set all the land of you." And Pharaoh took a picture from his hand on Joseph, and clothed garments, fine linen, and put a gold chain about him. And he made him ride in his chariot. And they called out before bowed, and thus he set him over all the land. Moreover, Pharaoh said, "I am, and without your land, no one shall lift hand or foot in all the land." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. As Joseph interprets Pharaoh's dream, revealing a prophecy of 7 years of abundance, followed by 7 years of severe famine, he was appointed by Pharaoh as the second in command of Egypt to manage this upcoming crisis. A choice influenced by Pharaoh's recognition of the Spirit of God that indwells in Joseph. This was the start of a new beginning for Joseph. Apostle Paul, whose name was changed from Saul to Paul, after persecuting Christians, his life was dramatically changed when he met Christ on the road to Damascus, leading him to a new mission to spread the gospel. Acts chapter 9, verse 3 to 9. Acts chapter 9, verse 3 to 9.
As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who art thou?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. And he was there three days without sight, and neither did eat or drink. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Apostle Paul had a dramatic encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. The voice of Jesus that confronted him led to his transformation from a persecutor of Christians into a messenger of the gospel. Then that gave Paul a new beginning to walk with Jesus Christ. Many people receive Christ in a life-changing way. When we do, it is the beginning of a new life in Christ. God offers us a complete new beginning through Jesus Christ by transforming us into new creations where old things are passed away and all things become new, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Which says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Let me conclude with this, brethren. Each of us, by the special grace of God, are blessed with one life. I pray it will be a very long life. For some, it is long, 70 to 80 years or more. For others, it can be much shorter. But it is not the number of years that we spend on this earth that matters. It is the positive impact that we leave behind that truly matters. Take a step forward. Start new beginning by becoming a complete new creature, ready to start afresh with new adventures and new creativities in Jesus Christ. When you decide to start afresh and follow the way to new beginnings, don't hesitate to focus on God Almighty. Block your ears to negative emotions, concerns, and fear. Block your mind to those words of discouragement. from people around you. They don't know your capabilities and strength, but God knows, because you can start afresh and do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens you. Start a relationship with Him now. He will help you gain your confidence back and give you courage and support you. In your plans for a new beginning, God is in there with you. All the things you do henceforth, God will be there with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you in the name of Jesus. That starts now with the prayer of salvation for those that have not given their life to Christ yet. The platform is open. Heavenly Father, I know that I've sinned against you. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that your Son Jesus Christ died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, and is alive. I invite Jesus Himself to become the Lord of my life. Write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. In Jesus' mighty name.
I believe you've been blessed with this message. Join an amazing moment in God's presence by fellowshipping in His presence. There we'll learn and grow in God's words and prayer. It's a partnership with God's people and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Follow the link below to join us every Sunday and bi-weekly Wednesdays on our audio platforms. You are welcome.